Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to Through the Bible with Joe McGee. We're going from Genesis to Revelation, pretty much in chronological order. So it's kind of a fun thing to do if you've never done that. As it happened, I've shared every time the Bible is written from the longest book to the shortest book, and it is not written in chronological order, so sometimes it can be confusing. So we're taking this one as it happened. So we're in the book of Judges, sort of finishing up in chapter 6, where Gideon's asked for a sign. He's obeying God, but he's kind of a wimpy, obedient man of God. So he's learning. So we're going to jump in around verse 33 of Judges chapter 6. It said, soon afterward, the armies of Midian, Amalekite, and the people of the east formed an alliance against Israel and crossed the Jordan, camping in the valley of Jezreel. Then the Spirit of the Lord clothed Gideon with power. He blew the ram's horn, the call to arms, and the men of the clan of Abiezer came to join him. He also sent messengers throughout the land of all the other tribes and have all the warriors come and meet him, and they all responded. Then Gideon said to God, if you are truly going to go with me to rescue Israel as you promised, prove it in this way. I'll put a wool fleece on the threshing floor tonight. If the fleece is wet with dew in the morning, but the ground is dry, then I will know you're going to help me. You're going to rescue Israel as you promised. And that is just what happened. When Gideon got up early the next morning, he squeezed the fleece and wrung out a whole bowl full of water. Then Gideon said to God, please don't be angry with me, but let me make one more request. Let me use the fleece one more time, and this time let the fleece remain dry and the ground around it be wet. So that night, God did as Gideon requested. The fleece was dry in the morning, but the ground was covered with dew. Chapter 7, here's where it starts to get interesting. So Gideon got his army up early and went as far as the spring of Herod. The armies of Midian were camped north of them in the valley near the hill of Moreh. So the Lord said to Gideon, you have too many warriors with you. If you get all this, if I let you fight the Midianites, they will think they've done it themselves by their own strength. Therefore, tell the people, whoever is timid and afraid may leave this morning. You're going to leave the mountain and you go home. So 22,000 of them went home, leaving 10,000 who were willing to fight. Now, he only had 32,000 to begin with. He's already outnumbered. Guys, if you're afraid, you're just going home. So 22,000 men said, yeah, we're scared. We're going to go home. And like two-thirds of his army left. So he's left with a third. And so, but the Lord said to Gideon, there's still too many. Bring them down to the spring, and I will test them to determine who will go with you and who will not. When Gideon took the warriors down to the water, the Lord told him, divide the men into two groups. In one group, put all those who cup water with their hands and lap it up with their tongues like dogs. And the other group put those who kneel down and drink with their mouths in the stream. Only 300 of the men drank with their hands. They just got down on all their knees and drank with their mouth in the stream. Now, you got to imagine an old Western movie. What they did, they're thirsty. They're coming probably out of a desert thing. They bent down and just stuck their face in the water. So you could be attacked. You're not up. Your head's not up. You're not looking. You're not aware of anything. You're just thirsty. And so everybody except 300 got face down in the water. 300 did not. 300 stayed alert. They kept their heads up. They watched for the enemy, and they scooped their hand in the water and brought it to their mouth. And it's like, oh, my goodness. And so the Lord said, with these 300, we will rescue you and give you victory over the Midianites. Send the others home. So Gideon collected the provisions and the rams, horns, nor the warriors, sent them home, but he kept 300 men with him. The Midianite camp is in the valley just below Gideon. That night the Lord said, get up. Go down to the Midianite camp. I've given you victory over them, but if you're afraid to attack them, go down to the camp with your servant, listen to what the Midianites are saying, and you'll be greatly encouraged. Then you'll be eager to attack. So Gideon took one of his men with him down to the edge of the enemy camp. The armies of Midian, Amalekite, and the people of the east had settled in the valley like a swarm of locusts. Their camels were like grains of sand on the seashore, too many to count. Gideon crept up. This is the man was telling his companion about the dream. The man said, "I had a dream. In my dream, a loaf of barley bread came tumbling down in the midnight camp, and it hit the tent and turned it over, and it knocked it flat." His companion answered, "Your dream can mean only one thing. God has given Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite, victory over Midian and all his allies." When Gideon heard that the dream and its interpretation, he bowed down and worshiped before the Lord. Then he returned to the Israelite camp and shouted, "Get up, for the Lord has given you victory over the Midianite hordes." He divided the 300 men into three groups, gave each man a ram's horn, a clay jar with a torch in it. Then he told them, "Keep your eye on me. When I come to the edge of the camp, do just as I do. And as soon as I and those with me blow the ram's horns, you blow your ram's horns to all the entire camp and shout for the Lord and for Gideon, for the Lord and for Gideon." So it's just about midnight after the changing of the guard. You can imagine a big old camp. They're all asleep. Gideon and his 100 men reached the edge of the midnight camp. Suddenly, they blew the ram's horn and broke their clay jars. Then all three groups blew their horns and broke their jars. Then there was a blazing torch of fire in their hands and the ram's horns in their right hands. And they shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." Each man stood at his position around the camp and watched all the Midianites rush around in panic, shouting as they ran to escape. When the 300 Israelites blew their ram's horns, and the Lord caused the warriors in the camp to fight against each other with their own swords, those who were not killed fled to the place far away as Beth-Shammah, near the border of the mountain of Tabor. Then Gideon sent for the warriors that had left, you know, Naphtali, Manasseh, who joined in chasing after Midian. Gideon also sent messengers throughout the hill country to Ephraim, saying, "Come down and attack the Midianites. Cut them off from the shallow crossings, from the Jordan River." So all the men of Ephraim did as they were told. They captured Oreb and Zeb and the two Midianite commanders, killing Oreb with a rock, Oreb and Zeb at the wine press, and they continued to chase the Midianites. Afterward, the Israelites brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon, who was at the Jordan River. Well, that's a lot of stuff happening. If you put that in a movie, that'd be a lot of stuff going on. Basically, God said, "I'm going to give you victory. It's going to be an incredible victory. You're going to win. You're going to win big. You're going to scare the enemy. I'm going to put fear into them, and they're going to run for their lives." So it turned out to be an incredible time. So the bottom line, you know, you tell people, God always wants the glory. God doesn't like sharing the spotlight. He never like. God didn't ask anything, but he wants to get the praise. The Bible says God inhabits praise. God goes where he gets thanked. He goes where he gets praised. He goes where he gets thanked. And so God showed up in a major way, and he realized something. You know, we didn't do this. There are only 300 of us. We didn't sling a single sword. Our enemy killed each other. They panicked. They had so many. The Bible says there were so many camels, you couldn't count them. There's so many tents. They're spread out all over the valley, thousands and thousands of them. So when Gideon and his 300 guys blew the horns and waved the torches, the enemy panicked, and they killed each other. Gideon didn't have to kill them. The enemy killed one another. And so Gideon sent for the rest of the boys that had left earlier, and they came to come. We have a great victory. And they chased them all the way down to the Jordan River, and it was incredible. So whenever you're in trouble, you just need to think something. God likes to show off. There's nothing too big for God, nothing too hard. The water's never too deep, mountain too high. God loves to show off. So take courage today, guys. Trust God every time you get an opportunity. God bless. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it. all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.